Blog Talk Radio.
Said unto me,
upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the tenth hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it.
See, this is what you have to understand. This is the book
of John. The beast had tasted the water that was
made wrong,
and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee.
This is the miracle. These are the miracles of Jesus. I got Sister Mary here from Detroit. Read the 23rd number Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. This is divine healing night. Tomorrow is Father's Day. I'm going to be speaking on the Father of the universe. Right now we have Mary Hawkins from Detroit. Read the 23rd number Psalm. And I want to tell you, those that are out tonight, and I was talking to Bryce, I was talking about the evil that had plagued the whole nation. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Okay, let me see. Thank you, Terrence, for being here. Mary Hawkins, how you doing tonight? I'm glad to have you on.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Glad to have you on. Yes. I want to read 27 or something, but before you read it, I want to say this. And I was talking to some people. We have so much right now. America is in, they said, depression. Well, I just feel that we're in, right now, we're in a situation where there's a lot of famine going on. And you said, well, why all this happened? People are so dishonest with their self, so they be dishonest with God. Not a building, the temple of God is in man and woman. And when you can't be able to understand your walk with God or your walk with yourself, you sick. People are sick. I just had a young man try to miss suicide. Mother called me and talked to him. And he was taking whiskey and some drugs. And he wanted to kill himself. That's the money spirit. Don't think you're exempt. You cannot, I'm going to say it again, you cannot take drugs and pills to ease the pain. Well, I take this, I won't worry no more. That demon will come in and take you over and tell you to kill yourself. That's all you want. The evil spirit wants you to miss suicide. It's like the young men that went and killed all them people. He was possessed by demon spirit. And if he asks you why he did it, he don't know. The one that went over to Buffalo, New York. And he said, I killed him because they're black. He might be black. One drop of black blood in you, you black. I was down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and this woman was saying, I don't want the black inside me. She went and took a test. She was black. Did you hear her crying? She was crying, I'm black. See, somebody had made that if you're black, you're wrong. But they would always say, the Lord is my shepherd. Okay, okay, Mary, you can read 10:30 on the time for me.
All right. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mary. This is Divine Healing Night. And I want to say to you, I want to thank Sister Mary Hawking over in Detroit. And Mary has been faithful to the Seed of Abraham for a long time. I so much I could say, but we'll talk about that later date. Mary, God bless you. Love you. Thank you for calling in. And Lisa, God bless you. Thank you. You enjoy. I hope you enjoy listening. I see you're up, so I might say something so you get to hear some papers. But what I want to say to you tonight, the thing I want to share with you tonight, some of the stuff that's going on, that's been going on and has been happening. And I was talking to Bright Star. And Bright Star was talking about the evil that have lured us where we at, the suicide spirit. Now, I'm against this. I'm against giving children a shot at that young age. I believe that it's too much emphasis put on taking pills and stuff, not enough emphasis put on help. Here come mothers got to have, if they was eating the right food, they wouldn't have to have that baby with formula. They could feed the baby from their breast. was because they're not eating properly, not doing what they ought to do. Their milk is spoiled. You know, they may want to say a woman won't pull her breast out and feed. Grandma used to do it, and all dies out. But it's so modern now that it's illegal for you to pull your breast out in public to feed your child. So now, what they done did, they made a chemical, mixed with the chemical, and they run out of it. They have to show you, run out of it. Because here you a woman, you done had a baby. You tell me your body not healthy enough to get a baby nourishment? That means that something you're not eating, something you're not eating properly, where that baby can get the nourishment that you got. I'm getting babies from you. You don't need no babies from me. Do cows, the calves get the milk from the cow? The goat get the milk from the goat. You know what I'm saying to you? The humans is always want to sell that. Want to say, well, I don't need to pull my breast out. I get some chemical. So you got kids growing up with a chemical. They ain't minding you because it's a relationship. Now, my mother, my grandmother was a midwife. And I came here through my grandmother's midwife. A midwife, that means so many women that I was talking to, young lady, and her niece died. I feel her niece died because it was some hanky-panky going on. Somebody seen the wrong pill. But if there had been a midwife there, midwife could have told her, this is what you do. See, the hospital, the reason you go to the hospital, you just got stuff at the hospital that you can, they got, you know, if something happened to you, they got the stuff right there to take care of. But when you're a midwife, and back in the day, they didn't have no hospital, and if you're black, you can go nowhere. So the midwife took care of all the women. Most of them, I was with Mother Zachary down in Zachary, Louisiana, and she was 90 years old. She's driving all on side of the road, and as a mother, police, she said, I want brought him in. I brought the judge in. I brought all of them in. I'm their mama. I'm midwife. So what I'm saying tonight, that it's got a lot to do how you nurture your child. Because with nurturing from the breast, that's, you know what that is? That's love. And if you got the right stuff, you know, right now, they say, well, the modern mother, what she want to do, she want to go, she don't want to bless thee. Well, go to Walgreens and get some insurance, get some. So that baby is distant from that mother. By that baby distant from that mother, you know, it's two things that I want to say tonight. I'm with the bright side to come. That if you feed your baby from the breast, that's going to be a healthy baby. And you say, well, I can't feed the baby from the breast. Reason you can't feed the baby from the breast is because you all messed up with your body. What that means? That means that you can't feed the baby from the breast because you ain't healthy. You're not eating the right food. You can't smoke cigarettes and reefer and drink whiskey and bring a baby into the world. And then when you get ready to breastfeed the baby, your milk, you ain't got no milk. Your milk can turn to beer or whiskey, this is what the man said. Well, what we'll do, we'll make some insurance to make you healthy. Now, those babies is getting chemicals in those factories, make chemicals. Now, if you a healthy young woman, you supposed to be able, if you able to have the baby, your body supposed to give off the milk that baby needs. Okay, you see what I'm saying? That baby needs that milk from your body. That's what you got to understand. That's the important thing. I want to go here to Bright Star, and I want to share something with her tonight. Let me see, I got her on. Let me see. Okay. Right, Star, you're on. Let's hold on. Okay. Right, Star. God bless you. God bless you tonight. First, I want to share with you tonight, and I want you to give our listeners a little information. But before that, I was talking about, I just don't believe that children at that age should be getting shot, putting them chemicals in their body, when their body is able to produce and bring it out. Now, one thing that I want to say tonight, to bring you on, that when you're a healthy mother, you can give breast milk. But if you're doing everything not right, that the milk dry up because your body's not healthy. That's one thing. And Brightstar is a COVID therapist. She do healing. And this is Divine Healing Night here at the Seed Abraham. And I want to, before I get into that, I want to talk about something else. The evil that has plagued the world. And since I'm talking about America right here, the killing, we've had more suicide than we ever had this year. And it ain't just black, white. They're killing themselves because they're taking drugs and alcohol to try to solve the problem. You got to solve the problem with prayer. You got to solve the problem with your ancestors. You can't solve the problem drinking. And it's not good to fool Mother Nature. It's not good to fool the body. Because once you drink, you have low sex liver, all kind of, well, God can heal you, but why you want God to heal you when you do the right thing for the right reason, you can get the right result. I want to set this, and I'm going to bring Bright Star on. Bright Star, I was reading the book of Enoch, where the King James, they wouldn't even put, and it come from Africa, they wouldn't even put it in the Bible, because it tells that Enoch walked, he didn't die. He just walked with God. And God dealt with him and dealt with the angels. Okay? The 200 fallen angels that fell, they did evil on earth. First, they violated heaven rules. Okay, that's why Michael and the angels kicked them out of heaven. Be clear, y'all Christians, but I'm not Christian, I'm spiritual. And if you're spiritual, you got a different thing. And I don't believe in tithing. I believe seeing. Don't tithe to me. Seed. When you see, you got to need. Let me say it again. Don't send them, I'm sending you the tithe, you kick your tithe. Seed. Okay? Because if you got a need, you see, and I guarantee you, whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. But you got to make it. The day I went and put some corn in the ground, and me and Sister Scott went, and got some corn and got some tomatoes putting in the ground. Now we're looking for it to grow. We're looking for the earth to nurture it to grow. Well, if you got a need, you plant a seed. Right now, whatever your need is, the bishop, I need to stop drinking. I'm seeding to stop drinking. I'm seeding for a new house. I'm seeding for my business. But you've been so messed up in Christianity, you don't know which way is up. You know, and when you talk about Dr. King was a prophet. Malcolm X was a prophet. Jesus was a prophet. Abraham, Isaac, and Moses were prophets of God. It's God Almighty. But I don't want to get happy. But I want to talk about a little bit about this. Bryce, I want you to come on because I can always have you here. I got Bryce out here from St. Paul, Minnesota, and also from South Dakota, Bear Butte. And she's been around California all around. She's a doctor. She's a certified medical doctor. She ain't playing doctor. And she did, and she got so blessed her, and she got Native American and Afro-American blood. I'm going to vent to you right now, Bright Star, in her own way. Okay, Bright Star.
Okay. Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for inviting me, Bishop. Yes, I was listening to what you're saying regarding the evil spirits, and it seems that it's running rampant right now and in the world. And so it's a big concern. It should be a concern for everybody right now. There's so much killing, shooting, and people doing things they don't even know what they're doing. You know, then we talk about the medical side of things that's going on. And, you know, I think we have to really educate ourselves on, like you said, history, and then also apply it to today, our modern-day world, because a lot of people are misinformed, and the Bible do speak that his people, God's people, suffer for lack of knowledge. So it's up to us to seek knowledge and get understanding, you know. So that, like you said, you hit on so many subjects, and I don't know which one even to start with. So you tell me which you want to start with. Yeah, well, you know, the medical, you know, COVID has been going on for the last couple of years. And so I have a question for a lot of folks out there, and I don't know if anybody's ever thought about it. You know, I do know you all can go check it out for yourself. Early 1900s, they called it the Flexner Report, F-L-E-X-N-O Report. That report talks about how the medical world was changed in America. It was complete change, and all the natural remedies, all natural modalities was taken out of the system. The Rothschilds, Cardigans, and all the high-powered, financially powered people at that time, and even today, the world. And so what happened is early 1900s to now, what happened? When they changed it, why wasn't medically we were getting better? Instead, we're getting sicker as a nation of America nation, we're getting sicker. So I'm going to, you know, fast forward now to COVID. Again, I believe that there's something going on that just quite doesn't quite add up. And I know everybody's got to make decisions, and I respect others, but I can just give you my opinion. And what I feel is, like as you said, Bishop, our body was created by God to help itself. All you have to do is support it. With diet, exercise, mental, food, you know, prayer, meditation, and so forth. And our body should be able to do what God intended it to do. But if there's something interfering with all that, then what happens? We're getting sicker. We're getting sicker and sicker. So, again, I invite everybody to go to the Flexner Report that talks about all what happened in the early 1900s. And keep researching. Because, again, my question to the religious folks out there is, what happens between the Old Testament and the New Testament? Why did Moses, Enoch, and all these other folks live 300, 400, 500, 600 years? And I know Enoch, you know, he didn't die. Of course, he took him. But all the other folks, Methuselah, all these folks died 300, 400, 500 years. Why in the New Testament we were only given 3 scores? You know? Anybody ever thought about that, Bishop? Why we only given 3 scores in the New Testament? So suggest that is something happened, and I do believe that 2,000 some years ago, Constantine took a lot and he restricted a lot of things from the Bible that we call it today. Like you said, the Book of Enoch. There's many other books of the Bible is missing out of the book, out of the holy book. You know, there was the Council of Nicene that Constantine put together, and they destroyed a lot of books of the Bible at that time. Why? I do believe, and based on my understanding, my research, that Constantine was making a political move to organize and rule Rome and also the world through Christianity. Again, it's a lot of information. I mean, hitting on different pieces and points here. It's all connected, religious, medical, society, government. All of it's a power play, and I think we all got to wake up as a human race. Of people, so that we understand what's going on in the world today, you know, Bishop. So I touched on a lot of bit of things. I was trying to kind of speak on to some of the things that you were talking about, you know, as far as health, as far as the evil spirits, you know, and the mothers that, you know, should be able to produce milk. Again, our society has been dumbed down so much that we're not even operating the way we're supposed to be in natural forms and things. So. You know, we're just we just gotta research and go back to the bare roots and find out what's really going on.
Yeah, because we're not going to have attention because we have been strayed away from our health, you know.
Exactly.
And right now,
yeah,
the pharmaceutical company is running America. All these different pills are going on. Money.
Right. Yes, money. And you know what? All this, since America's a baby compared to all the other countries all over the world. Now, how come they changed the medical field early 1900s? If they did change it, wouldn't you think we're supposed to be getting better? But on the contrary, this country is getting sicker. You know, we're not getting any better. We're not and the ones that do survive after 50 and 60 years old, they're decapitated. They're not even functional. You know, most people are not functional after 50 and 60 years old in general. Without 10, 20 medications that they've got taken, you know, that kind of, unless you're very conscientious and paying attention to your diet and stay away from medication, you know. So there's more diabetes, there's more heart attack, stroke, there's more cancers going on than ever before since the conception of pharmaceuticals. So why is that? If pharmaceuticals are so good, why are we not becoming healthier as a nation? We got to all think about all this. Something's not right with the picture.
Well,
so,
I
encourage people to do the research. Mm-hmm.
Right, so I want to say this here. It's all about money. You know, what I'm saying, the pharmaceutical company is running this country. What I'm really saying,
that's right.
People
need to
go back to eating healthy. Go back saying they got it because they got food. I was talking to a young man, and you might know him out of Atlanta, and he was saying that Bishop, what they're doing now, they are cloning chickens. There's so many people on it, they clone. And, you know, any town you go to, it's McDonald's chicken, how do all them chickens, they cloning those chickens just for the kids. So we're into a situation of economics. And one of the things I want to say, there's more evil on the earth than ever before. Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and Jacob, and all of them. See, Dr. King told us that racism and white supremacy is made up. And I want to say this tonight. To receive your healing, you got to change your diet. You say, oh, no. You have to change what you eat, how you eat it, and where you get it from. Because the pharmaceuticals and these big corporations, they are making money. It's about money. Now, I was talking about the midwives, Bright Star, how the midwives didn't lose no women. More women die in the hospital now. Because but what I'm saying, when you were brought, most older people brought here by midwives, and they lived, and they got milk from their mama breast. They didn't go get no cow's milk, no billy goat milk, no jack and ladder milk. They got milk from their mama breast because their mama was healthy. They ate the right food, greens, cornbread, and all that. But now, you got these modern women, and then I want to say this. I want you to elaborate on this. If me and you together have a baby, so we're going to have a baby. So you can't have a baby. I'm going to let another woman be just carry the baby. Do you know that baby got that woman DNA, the blood? So you got a schizophrenic person now? Now, what I'm saying, Bryce, and he said, I had my mama to carry my baby. I had my friend to carry my baby. All you're doing, they're going in the laboratory, they're putting them sperm together, putting them in somebody's womb, and that blood coming from the woman that carrying the baby. So when the baby grows up, the baby got your blood, the husband's blood, and the other woman's blood. So that's a confusion right now. And that's abomination before God. Glory, hallelujah. And that's what we're running into now. We're running into pride. How are you going to have pride when you don't want to have children? How can you have pride when you don't want to be a man? How are you going to have pride when you don't want to be a woman? So in Romans 1 and 26, God said, I turn them over to a reprobate mind doing that was unseemly. And the reward for that is death and hell. Now, I want to say this, and I'm going to bring Bryce back. And let me tell you something. Some of these major corporations, big corporations, is in the mess because NBC, ABC, you know what they said? They don't talk about the monkey pop. Or the only way you can get it, you can be with a man. Two men get together, they're going to break out all over the body, and ain't no cure for it. See, you can't hide, and they're trying to hide it with propaganda. You can't hide the evil that the man doing. Now, right now, the killing in Buffalo, New York, the killing down in Texas, the young man that did the killing, he was possessed with evil spirits. And the government let him go buy assault rifle, a rifle they do in the army. Same way happened in Buffalo. And Congress, the Republican and the Democrat, the blood is on their hands. And I don't care what nobody said. We don't need no rifle, no assault rifle in Chicago, Detroit, California, in America. But ain't nowhere in America, in them other countries, they ain't got it. It's more killing and murder going on in America than anywhere in the world. Thank you, Kansas. Okay, Bryce Starr, I want to say this, Bryce Starr, I'll bring you. The curse, now, the curse that was brought to us, I got to go to the book. I got to go to the book of Enoch. Enoch, walked with God. He didn't die. He walked with God. Mm-hmm. And God gave him Micah, Revelation 12 and 7, Micah and his angel run 200 angels, kicked them out of heaven because they were doing, and they called the children of heaven. They were angels. They were kicked out. When they were kicked out of heaven, they started having sex with women. And out of that relationship with the sex, Bryce Starr, what happened, Mary, to them, they bring giants. So the giants started having sex with the women also, but the giants started having each other, started having sex with animals, and began to drink blood. All that's going on right now. This is evil. So the giants brought the curse because the giants started eating meat. They started eating meat. So the curse on us were eating meat. If you tell somebody you can't eat no meat, they'll look at you crazy. It's a curse that was brought on us by the fallen angel. And the fallen angel gave secrets to humans. How to do your fingernails, how you do your nails, how to make guns, how to do astrology. All that was given by fallen angels. I wish I had somebody. But I know you ain't read that. King James ain't told you that. A lot of this homosexual stuff come from fallen angels. The angels fall, and then the children, the giants, they begin to have sex with each other. They begin to eat. The cannibalism come out of that kind of situation. Okay, Bryce, I'll go it on.
We should be touching on a lot of subjects there. There's a lot going on, between history and modern day today, and then talking about what's going on in different countries and here in America. What I do know is this: today, I do know the pharmaceutical companies have their hands in our food and our water and everything. Because what I'm saying to you is, the food, chemicals that they're putting in our food through the meat, the hormones and pesticides, through the the vegetables and so forth, everything you buy out of the grocery store is somehow either chemically treated or radiated, so forth. So unless you're very careful, even some of the organics have been radiated and things like that, unless you buy completely locally, you're going to be affected. Now, what I'm saying is this, that a lot of this stuff has been designed to create homosexuality also through our food. Okay, a lot of people don't know that either. Okay, so what happens is there's a variety of homosexuality out there. That's why here some of these people are saying that they're born like that. Well, guess what? Chemically, they've been treated through the hormones that they're eating, the food that they're eating. Okay, you, do some research. I'm just going to give you some pieces of information. Besides the spiritual stuff, that now they've treated the food and water through the fluoride and chlorine. All these things are affecting our hormones. You know, it's affecting our hormones. I'm telling you now. And so, again, you got to be very careful of that they have affected the human race so much through the food, Bishop. Besides the pharmaceuticals that you get from your doctors, you don't even know. You're thinking you can trust your government. You don't realize the food you're eating is affecting our hormones and the way we act.
And our health. Missing our health also.
And the health also. And that's why a lot of folks, a lot of these people are shooting up people. They don't even know what's going on. Like I said, some of this is, like I said, the evil spirits and all that. But there's this has been designed by these evil forces that are operating in this world right now. And it's, I know you talked about Enoch, the giants and all that. But what I'm trying to say is they're existing. These evil spirits are existing amongst the powers to be, the powers that are operating this world right now. They're amongst those organizations, and they're ruling the world, and people have no clue what's going on.
But tell me, what you think we as a, they talking about reparation, what we should do in order to bring our people back to reality? Our ancestors fought for this, but look like this is, we saw it started and so divided, we can't even see how we're being murdered. We was hung, but now they shooting the guns, black on black, brown on brown, and they feeding your poison.
I'm not sure of the question, Bishop. I'm not sure of your question.
I'm going to ask you, what do people need to do to try to stabilize their family and themselves from what's going on?
The corruption and deception is so deep. Each person has to do some research and study and get some understanding. This, what I'm trying to say, Bishop, the corruption and deception is so deep, from the Bible to the government to the history, and there's a lot of folks awakened. A lot of people are praying right now for this world to be more people to be awakened. You know, even Revelation speaks of God was going to pour out his spirit on his sons and daughters in the last days. The angel sealed up those seals so that we could not get. So the Bible, we have some information, but we don't have all the information. And what I'm saying to you right now, there's so much deception, lies, corruption. It didn't happen in 100 years, 200, 300, 400 years even. It's been thousands of years there's been corruption going on this earth. On this earth. That's why Jesus did come 2,000-something years ago. They killed him. They assassinated him, you know? So because they didn't want him talking his talk, and they hid the 30-something years that he was alive, so they don't want people to know how he was being trained, because they don't want you to train yourself to wake up, you know?
Uh-huh.
They don't want you to, they don't want to train. So they hid those years that Jesus walked. They hid them because they don't want you to understand what Jesus was studying and learning through those years he was in that journey of 30-something years. They don't want you to understand that so that you won't become a whole person. Again, we got to go back more than 200-400 years. We got to go back thousands of years. We got to understand Earth history to know what has happened on this Earth. The delusion of how the water was deluged over here, not just in the days of Noah. You know, remember Judaism, 6,000 years. Christianity's only 2,000-something years. We got to go back We got to go back. I need a history.
That's right.
Because we don't have it all, Bishop. We don't have it.
So we caught up in a situation where our ancestors were caught up. The ancestors were coming out, but so much evil was perpetuated to us, it left us dumbfounded.
Dumbfounded. Oh, Lord. That's the only thing we had going for ourselves was our spirituality, but they took that away from us. They took the knowledge of self, first of all. So we lacked the knowledge of self, so how are we going to connect to the Creator, God Almighty? But we didn't even know who we are.
That's right. So we got to go back.
They manipulated us with Christianity. They manipulated us with Christianity, and then we completely lost. We don't know what's going on.
Okay, I understand that. But my thing is this: him. This is 2022, and right now we're in the depression, and they still lying to my himself. You know, but what I'm saying, beyond that, how can we come out of this? How can we go to the next level?
I think I heard you say once before, we need to repent and seek God within our soul and ourselves, because, again, the government and the world leaders have hoodwinked all of us. We've been hoodwinked. We've been hoodwinked, Bishop. All the information, we've been hoodwinked. We got part truth, part lie.
That's right.
We don't. Yeah, and so really, we're going to have to seek the information straight from the Creator God Almighty. We got to pray and fast and go back to nature, like you said, and seek God for the answers, because right now there's so much lie and deception. It goes thousands of years back. We got to seek the truth. Anything less than that, I don't know how you're going to get out of this rut.
This is what I believe.
This world has been kidnapped. I'm gonna tell you, okay? This world has been kidnapped, okay? The world has been kidnapped.
I believe the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the ancestors. See, the blood is at the altar. You ain't got to jump no
okay.
When you begin to call on the ancestors, they have already been hung, lit, killed, and murdered. And the same evil spirit is—he knows his time is up, so he's trying to take all he can with him.
So you got to know thyself. You got to know thyself. When we first came to America, we was refused. Kunta Kinte had called himself Toby, right? So what I'm saying to you is, we got to go back and figure out who we are. We have to pray and seek God to find out who we are, so we can reconnect. Reconnect to God. Reconnect to God, the true and living God, not the one we've been taught and we don't, you know, got half-truths and part lies. You know?
Well, I feel the Ark of the Covenant will reveal, will open up the door for us to go back to the next level. When I talk of spiritual, when you talk spiritual Ark of the Covenant, it wakes you up. It's like the anointing of the Holy Ghost is the power of God in us, and we is not activated. It's like a credit card. You got to activate it and speak on it and stand on it. And once you stand on it,
so how do we know? I'm gonna speak on general terms. How do we know to even do that if we don't even know there's something missing? You know, so that's my point. Is in general, religions across the board. There, we're missing pieces from the books of the holy books, because that's been designed that way. It's been designed so that the powers to be are trying to control the mass people in a religious manner and in all manners of life. So unless we know that there's something missing, how do we know to seek it?
So what you're saying, we have to, you know how we go back to our ancestors, and through the anointing, that's why we know. That's the Ark. They hold the Ark of the Covenant within us. And right now, you got so much evil been going on and the evil been working so hard, and that evil have messed us up. So we have to work now.
Just like I was talking about the pharmaceutical companies and all that, and what happened in the early 1900s, and how they, the group of people that had all this money, Rockefellers, all these, how they changed the medical programming here in America. Just like that, what happened in a couple thousand years ago, and how Constantine picked and chose the Bible to put in the books to put into the Bible. So you think if things was done properly, for example, I'm going to give you two comparisons here. The Flexner Report and the Cardigans, the early 1900s, they changed the medical program, right? So that supposedly if it's changed, it's going to make the people better, healthier, right? That did not happen. So what I'm saying to you is 2,000 years ago, Constantine pick and choose the books to put in the Bible. So would you think we would have a healthier spiritual people as a human race? No, ain't happened. You can see churches on every corner, and now people are becoming so mentally ill, they're shooting each other up. They don't even know why they're shooting somebody. The world is getting so sick and so mentally disturbed and so spiritually sick because something is missing. So people got to wake up and realize, okay, we can't keep the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting the same results, expecting different results. And what's happening is we got churches on every corner, and so something is missing in the churches. Something's missing in churches. If you got churches almost on every corner, and society's not getting healthier mentally or spiritually, is something wrong with that recipe? That's how we're supposed to know that something's wrong, that something's missing, that we need to search way beyond what's in front of us.
So we got to go back to research our own self. What you saying?
Well, you were saying it. I believe we need to search ourselves as a people of color. We understand history, what has happened to us. So we first of all got to figure out who we are as a people, and then reconnect ourselves. You know, again, study history, because history tells a whole lot of how the powers to be have been manipulating, especially the people of color. The powers to be have been manipulating the groups of people of color throughout the whole history of Earth. They're going to Haiti. They're going to Africa. They're going everywhere trying to manipulate people. They're saying they're trying to civilize you, but yet we become uncivilized by being civilized.
We're trying to be civilized to what the Europeans said, and the Europeans are uncivilized, so they can't civilize you because they are uncivilized.
That's my point. Now, we came here, even when we're slaves, we still have a family unit, but now our family unit is just completely deteriorated over time here. Drugs got infiltrated, and Christianity, we accepted Christianity and all this kind of thing because we are spiritual people. But what did it do for us in the long run is the question.
It ain't did
what
nothing for us, kept us most of the Bible.
There you go.
And some of the ministers...
Unless you want to join the crystal cathedrals all over the different spots in America, but yet all the other parts of the community is all suffering. And they got these broken down churches and so forth, and communities are suffering. Large groups of communities are suffering. And you got these cathedrals blasted all over America. That don't count, in my opinion. That's my opinion, though.
And one of the things, they open up once a week, and that's it. And people living in roaches and rats, and people living in bad situations. So what I'm saying tonight, it's not normal for you to have cancer. It's not normal for you to have high blood. It's not normal for you to have cataract and doom. That are the working of evil spirits where you get out of divine healing. When you ask for divine healing, God can heal you and deliver you and open every door for you. So that what will happen when God do it for you. See, that would happen with Jesse. See, because I feel now we're in a situation where we got to We have to wake up because our children have gone astray because they've been taught. Okay? And right now, as we look at it now, we're in a situation where evil is on every hand. And it's really messing with our family structure. Now, what do you think about that?
I completely agree with all of it, Bishop. Like I said, the deception of lies goes so deep. Even this COVID, and I don't, you know, everybody has a different opinion about the COVID, but even the COVID was orchestrated. All of this is a lie and deception. And this, the truth is all going to come out here in the next, who knows, months or years. I don't know. All I know is the truth is going to come out about the COVID and why it was created and how it was created. Right now, there's a serious division between medical doctors and scientists. Some of them saying, don't take the shot. Some said, do take the shot. Now, I'm telling you, these are scientists and medical doctors. They're completely divided. But you know what? Why is mainstream not sharing about the very well-known scientists and very well-known doctors that are against it? How come they're not sharing that information on the regular social media, on regular news and so forth? I wonder why. The news is lopsided. The truth is not all getting out there. We got to think for ourselves, people.
It's fake news.
There's some deception going on with the COVID. With this COVID thing, it's a big lie. They want everybody to separate and not and be so scared we couldn't even look at each other for who knows. There's some entrapment going on here. There's a real big deception going on, and people got to wake up to what's happening. And why are they going to let somebody put some foreign objects in their blood? I don't know. And not even depend on God, that God have the ability to use your own body to kill itself. But most people want to keep on eating garbage food and drink a lot of garbage. And they want to have a quick fix, vaccine or a medication. They don't want to try to eat healthy and keep their immune system strong so that they could avoid sickness. And if they do get sick, the body will bounce back by itself based on how they eat, how they live, and how they pray and meditate and take care of their life. And have a clean life.
Because the body will heal itself if you give it a chance, but people ain't giving it a chance.
If you treat your body as a temple of God, if you're treating your body as a temple of God, it will operate that way.
My thing was, it seemed like the clergy seemed like they the one they didn't incite the people to tell people what was really going on
because they didn't know themselves. All they want to know is get the COVID paycheck.
So they
you know, a lot of folks are getting paid off. A lot of people are getting paid off with COVID. Church is getting paid all this COVID free money, grant money that was making people smiling and happy. They didn't care if they get a shot or not shot. They even was bribing the folks to come get the shot, give them, you know, go get, give them some dope and weeds and everything else just to come get the shot. This is some serious deception going on. If people don't wake up, it's real sad.
Right, so thank you for coming on tonight. Anything you want to say to the listeners, because I know you do COVID therapy, and a lot of them don't know they're sick with high blood, sugar. You give them a little something before we go off the air.
Well, all I can say is for your immune system is a powerful tool that God created that when he created the bodies of the human race. And what I do know is the father of medicine, way back thousands of years ago, he says disease or sickness starts in the colon. And so as a colon hydrotherapist, I can really suggest that everybody should be cleansing their system, you know, a couple of times a year. If they don't have nothing going on with them, if they have something going on, they definitely should be cleaning the colon out. And then eat healthy. Again, treat your body as a temple so that the body can do what it's been created to do, which is defend itself. The colon the science shows that 70 to 80% of the colon is your immune system. So if that's the case, how come the doctors are not telling people to keep the colon clean? They're not telling you all that, okay? But I'm telling you, they have come out. Science have shown that 70 to 85% of your immunity is in the gut. So, but your common sense should tell you that if that's true, then we should be cleaning our colon, just like everybody wants to go to oil, change your oil every 3,000 something. People are treating their car better than their own body. So I'm encouraging y'all, go out there and clean your colon. If you're sick, find out more information. Do what you got to do. But your immune system is there to be utilized to help your body to heal. Thank you very much, Bishop.
Thank you, Bryce Star, for that. I want to thank you tonight. Bryce, I was Bryce Star. And I want to tell you, you need to call her because you got an ailment, something with your stomach swelling. Call the number 612-961-7651. Let me say it again. Area code 612-961-7651. She'll tell you the herb that you need. You tell her what you need to get, and she will do that for you, and she will tell you what you need. So you need to call her and tell her what you need, okay? And God bless you tonight.